Gochujang, or red chili paste, is a spicy, savory, and sweet fermented condiment popular in Korean cooking. It is naturally fermented over years in changdok, or clay pots on an elevated stone platform in the backyard. Luckily for us, we don't need years or a backyard changdok to develop our gochujang flavor. Then and now, our world and everything in it is constantly fermented over years, eaters in a giant changdok on a lid of culture and lifestyle. What besides gochujang can stand the test of time, say hard or not? Here to decide with me, Alex the plus plus gochu, Amanda the time traveling gochu, Michael the latte's horse gochu, and I, Chad, the spiciest gochu in the universe. And together with the gochujang game, four Korean Americans will be closing and opening China lids wherever you please. This is a mini pepper episode. We're talking about getting older. This is a courtesy of Gochu Alex.
Sure, yeah.
All right, so let's go ahead and get into it. Getting older. What do you guys think?
That's the kind of question you're going to ask?
Yes, general question. What?
It's so broad.
Well, I mean, I have like other questions, but like those are like kind of towards the like second half of like talking and getting older.
I'm a bit more specific. Like, okay. What do you feel about?
Let me spoon
older?
Feed it for you. Back when you were a little kid, what did you think about getting older? Did you want to get older quickly? Did you were the kid that didn't really mind being a kid? What were you? What kind of kid were you?
Okay, yeah. The thought of growing older really never crossed my mind. You know, there you have kids like, oh, I wish I was older so I could do this and whatever. You see,
nom nom nom. Good boy. You're eating well. Mm.
Jesus Christ.
I'm spoon feeding
this for you.
This
is what you're supposed to be doing, right? Not like...
Yes, but you are also a host too, okay? Stop acting like you're like a guest that answers my questions, okay? You're not a guest. You're a host.
I'm one of the members, okay? I'm not the moderator. You're the moderator.
Okay, but then... But I'm saying, though, is that you have enough expertise, experience, and you're in the position, too, to be able to, like, carry it as well,
start,
and not just be like a sack of rocks that I have to carry, like drag through a deep lake to the other side.
It's like if you're moderating the presidential debate, you're
you
like,
don't have to. They talk themselves. They argue with each other. You don't have to. You know, spoon feed a question to them. They'll go all derail and talk about whatever they want to talk about, right? Without following the question. That's a bad example.
No, that's a good example.
Terrible example. I'm sweating.
You have to have pointed questions.
And I had a very pointed question.
Well?
Hold on, I didn't finish.
Okay.
All right. So I never thought about growing up.
You're done. You're done, so.
Time's up. Oh, shit.
Done. Next. Oh, yeah, I'm being pointed here. I'm pointing you to the door now, okay?
No.
Next.
Different way of doing a horrible job.
Licky.
Ned's drinking.
No, people love this. I love this part. This is my favorite part of the podcast.
Leave it in?
Yes, leave it in. I was sad when you left it out last time.
I've been cutting it out.
I know. I was upset when you cut out last time. I was like, wait, isn't this
every time he has to go when we're recording? He's thirsty every time.
Sometimes I would just like, I remember, this was like about like, 3 minutes in. I'll skip through the episode to that point. And
okay. And then he always shits afterwards. Okay. All right. So, let's see. Yeah, there's like movies like Big, right? That's like pretty much kind of surrounds this, where a kid wants to grow older, then he becomes older the next day, miraculously.
Hey, Coach Amanda, is he reading off notes right now?
I was just watching YouTube clips about that movie. What's going on? Algorithm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
the algorithm, it knows. Oh, man.
No, I know. I think it's because, you know, on you go on Discord on your phone, right, Coach Mike?
Yeah.
And then it sees the word like growing older that we text each other and it takes that.
I swear
it does that. It does that. It takes that. Takes the words on your phone or like the image on your phone.
I don't even think you need to like type it in. Like they're listening.
I know, this is listening.
Yeah, that's you.
I'm just saying, like, no cap. I saw the clip, you know. This it's not fun, you know. You know, I don't get it, you know. What if it transforms into a bug? Yeah, a bug. Oh, I literally saw that clip today. So, like, oh man, this is weird.
Interesting.
This is Tom Hanks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Tom Hanks. Yeah. But then I realized though, the difference of like being a kid versus being even just like an older kid.
No, when I was in really? High
school. No, like when I was in high school, I was giving this speech to like elementary school students who were graduating from elementary school going to middle school.
You did? I remember this.
Yeah, they asked me to do it because I was the valedictorian.
Where was I?
High school. Like I just said, it was just the first place guy. Just me.
I was first place too.
Second place guy they sent to like, I don't know, the community center, I don't know, to do.
That sounds like a plus up then.
Is it? Whatever. Anyways, I was at the elementary school giving a speech telling them, hey, you know, stay in school and prepare for college and shit.
Fuck? Get the fuck out of here.
Elementary school is like, you need to start now, preparing now.
What the hell?
And this little kid like comes up to me and is like, how old are you? And he thought like I was in my 20s.
Yeah, they think, yeah, that's true. When you're little, everyone looks big.
Yeah, the kid's like 10 years old and I'm, what,
and then 17? When you're big, everyone 18? Looks little.
Yeah, I'd say that's a big thing.
Dude, like yeah. High schoolers look like elementary schoolers. And then like college kids look like high schoolers, you know?
Yeah.
I can't imagine what I look like when I look like a little kid when I was in college probably too. Everybody looked like a little kid.
Yeah. So anyways, back in the day, I didn't really give it much thought until like after I graduated from high school. Then I was like, oh shit, yeah, growing older.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know I look older, but like I can't even imagine what like little kids see when they see me.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know.
You probably think like
decrepit,
you're like their dad's age.
Well, I mean, I probably am.
I mean, we are. We could be.
Yeah.
If I had a kid that's... What, how old is this kid? 10 or what? 10?
I mean, you yeah.
You definitely could be. You could 100%.
15? 15?
Yeah.
Older.
Yeah.
15? No, that's 15. Impossible.
You still could. You still
I can't,
could.
I couldn't have a kid when I was 15. No way. That's possible.
No, not when you were 15. What? The kid is 15.
I mean, okay, I couldn't have a kid 15 years ago. That's impossible. 16
when you're 15. Like, huh? I mean, that's still acceptable.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
No, that's impossible. No. I would have never touched anyone that back then. That's crazy.
The fuck?
Okay.
But, we don't need to know that, okay?
Back onto the question at hand. I don't think I don't think I really wanted to grow up, really. So it's a good thing I never did.
Yeah. Sure. Wow. Oh, because you played the card game, you beat the little girl and her dad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's not an adult thing to do.
Yeah, an adult would have lost to the little girl.
Oh, no. Though I did. I had another moment at work of like a similar thing. It was like a dad and his little girl came in. And like the little girl asked, just like, when's my picture going to go up on the wall? For like the art contest, because she didn't win, so it wasn't up there, and I was like, I don't know. Let me check in, and it's gonna make the manager talk to him. But the dad like got it. It's like, oh well, let's go. We'll ask next time or check in next time.
Yeah, the dad's like, that's a dad job.
I know. I was like, I am not gonna tell this little girl she lost, and it's never gonna go up on the wall.
Or
it's
maybe like, should have.
I know, just, oh, no, that's the adult thing to do, right? But I couldn't do it.
Yeah, that's hard because then you're teaching the kid a valuable lesson, but that the parents might not want them to learn. They think it's, like, hurtful. But I think it's better for the kid to know early. Like, oh, you didn't win. It's not going to be on the wall. Try harder next time.
There's a very confusing line, I think, when it comes to interacting with other people's kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Yeah. You don't want to.
We're not confusing, but like a line that you don't necessarily want to cross.
Yes, but the,
I mean, it could be traumatic for that girl. Like she could traumatic. Like 10 years down the line, she could be like, oh, I remember like that dude.
What if like, yeah, you tell her like, oh yeah, you're trying, didn't win. Like you say it nicely.
Yeah.
It discourages her from being an artist.
No, it doesn't. What if you say your drawing didn't win, try hard next time, you might win. Then after that, she'll become the best artist. She'll be driven.
She tried really hard, you know?
She'll keep on trying. Or you just ruin her life and she just tries to become a successful artist.
I think the worst thing to say is try harder.
Yeah, right? You don't know how hard she tried.
Yeah.
Oh, obviously not hard enough, man. Oh,
Well, I think I always kind of wanted to grow up, like, when I was young. I think I wanted more of that, like, independence. Like, middle school. And then like, high school came around, and then I did get that kind of, like, freedom.
Yes, we know. Mm-hmm. Boarding school, yeah.
Yep, yeah.
IMSA.
Mm-hmm.
Ramen in the room.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kimchi fried rice.
Well, actually, I remember, like...
The hex.
I remember our, like, residential counselors, they just seemed so mature at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, like, looking back to it, they were also just, like, right out of college. So it's kind of crazy.
Like, 22.
Yeah.
They're, like, maybe, like, 4 years older than the oldest kids at the school.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they don't know what they're doing with their lives, but they're canceling.
Yeah, but they just seem so much more, like, responsible and kind of, like, all put together, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah.
I think that's just, like, what you learn when you grow up, is that nobody knows what's going on.
Yeah.
Yes, that's so true.
That's so true. Even people older than us now.
Yeah, well, I mean, they act like they do. No.
Yeah,
now,
like you do.
Now
don't.
You know. Now yeah. you know. They don't know what's going on either.
They don't. Sometimes they were like, if they want to be like all buddy buddy with you, like, you know, they whisper and like act like they're like, you know, like, oh, I actually don't know what's going on or something like that, and you go, you know, cool. But I don't know. My experience when I was a kid, I didn't want to grow up. Okay, because being a kid was the best. You know, I'm not talking about. Wait, am I on?
Yeah.
Am I on? Okay. I'm not getting reaction. I'm not talking about, like...
I can't say anything.
Yeah, what I'm not asking
reaction. You're still telling your story. Oh. Like.
Thank you.
Oh, you didn't want to grow up? Oh,
see, that's what I wanted. That's right. There you go. Why would I say I didn't want to grow up? There you go.
We all said it, too. We didn't really care to grow up.
You guys are good. You guys are getting good. Okay. Because being a kid's the best. I'm not talking about, like... Like, no responsibilities or just like, not having to, like... I'm talking about you're into things that nowadays seem kind of silly to be into. And it's hard to be naive and innocent now. You can't...
No, but
I feel like you don't know that when you're at that age.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, looking back mm-hmm. at it, now I was like, oh.
Yeah,
like, those were the best years.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but like, to your point, Gochucha, you're saying, like, you're into things that nowadays you wouldn't be. Like, I feel like that's the opposite now. A lot of adults are into things that I would think, like, at first glance, it's like, normally you wouldn't be into or wouldn't be normal to be into. But kids are just into... You know, kid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Adults are into, like, some weird shit.
Yeah, but adults, there's always some kind of other thinking behind it. There's more... It's like... Okay, I don't want to...
As an adult, you can be into the same things kids are into.
Yes, you can be into the same thing kids are into, but adults are more responsible.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing
adults
at all.
Just have more money to spend, right?
So, mm-hmm. so maybe yeah. it means
like
a little
you would
less.
Spend like $500 on a watch.
On a watch,
yeah. $300 on a limited edition
300.
Watch.
$300, okay.
Limited edition watch. Yeah.
Okay. Go to Chaz's watch.
Oh yeah, yeah. Or hundreds of dollars on trading cards.
Yeah.
I mean, But see, that's the key difference is okay. I have the money to spend. Now we're getting to nowadays, but it's not a real episode. Well, we got money to spend, but it's not as special as it was back then. I'm not as into it, you know? I'm more like going through the motions than actually like looking forward to it with like glimmering eyes. It's a completely different experience.
Oh.
Yeah.
That just means you lost interest in it, not because you can pay for it yourself or anything.
When am I ever going to have glimmering eyes for something? When was the last time you had something like this feeling?
Go
to really? Alex. Yeah.
I mean,
pointed
when I,
question. Poke.
When I met Gochu Amanda, I had the glimmering eyes.
Jesus Christ.
You know? I remember those eyes.
Yeah. You might. Hey, Gochu Chai, when you meet your you know, special somebody.
Jesus Christ.
Till then, you know.
Can we get a different answer? Like, not, like, dating relationships. That's another thing, too. When you're a kid, you don't think about that kind of thing. That's the kind of thing that doesn't matter.
I think kids nowadays are all into dating. What are you talking about?
10-year-old kids are dating?
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Ask a 10-year-old sicko kid now if they have, like, a boyfriend or girlfriend, they'll say they do.
That's, like, whatever, okay? It's not real boyfriend, girlfriend. Come on. When they're adults, they're not going to say, oh, yeah, that was my first boyfriend, girlfriend. That's that doesn't count.
Maybe. Maybe, like, they consider middle school as, like, real relationships.
I don't know about kids these days, actually.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. When was the moment? Wait a minute, let me sharpen my pointer. Ching, ching, ching. Okay, when is the moment, the exact moment when you guys felt like, oh man, I'm old now? Like, you actually thought it in your mind. There's got to be like an exact point where you felt that.
Hasn't happened yet.
No, don't bullshit me. Go to Mike.
Girl over here. He's Peter Pan, man. Yeah.
Peter Pan. Yeah. No, man, he can't be. He can't fit in those stockings. What are you talking about? Wait, Peter Pan wears stockings, right?
He must.
What do you call those things? Is this pants?
Tights.
Tights. Oh, tights. Tights. Yeah, yeah. Oh, silent. Astad? Okay.
It's Leon's turn to be drinking some water.
Dude, this is a special mini pepper.
And now you got them both.
Got highlighted. This is like Pokemon Snap. Shit, I got the secret Pokemon coming out, drinking water.
Yeah.
Oh, Pokemon, instead of Snap, what is like Pokemon Record audio Pokemon? I don't know. Anyways,
this is too easy of a question for me. For me, it was like last year when...
Last my year? Back.
Yeah. Why?
That's so late.
Yeah, I feel like even when I hit 30, I didn't feel that old. And then as I was dating Coach Amanda, I felt so young, you know, because she's so youthful and, you know. So, yeah.
Ooh.
But it wasn't until last year.
Yeah, because I turned 30 this year, so he doesn't feel like I'm that youthful anymore.
No, no way. You're a 30-year-old? I'm dating someone like Leo wouldn't even like take a second look at. Way out of his dating range. Anyways, but man, my back started to hurt in May. And then it hurt every day for like at least half a year. And that was really bad. And I was like, oh man, like I'm so old. And yeah, yeah. I have to make an effort to be more active. You know.
Grumpy Alex.
Yeah, well, there were some days where I was pretty grumpy because it hurt a lot. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, you gotta be careful. Health is important.
Yeah. I would ask him how his back would feel or how his back's doing. And he'd be like, don't ask me that.
Yeah, because it's the same as it was the day before. I mean,
he's trying to show that I care.
I know.
Jesus, what a response. The fuck?
Well, the first time I felt like really old was when I joined a tennis club and when I moved to San Diego. That's like when I started grad school. And then it was like a college club and some of the members there, they asked me like, oh, like what year are you? And I told them that I just started grad school. And then they were like, oh, okay. And then they didn't even bother asking me how old I was. They just assumed that I was just a lot older than them. But that was kind of sad. Yeah, I think I already shared this.
Why is Ajuma joining us on our tennis club?
Dude, you told the story before. I remember this story.
Yeah. And then recently, because Goju Alex threw me a big surprise party for my 30th birthday. I had to actually get someone from my lab to help me with one of my experiments because I was going to be gone for the weekend. And she was like, oh, like, where are you going or what are you doing this weekend or something? And I told her, and like, oh, it's like my birthday weekend. And so my fiance planned something for me. And she asked me how old I was turning. And that's when I was just like, oh, man, I'm old. I was like, oh, 30. Yeah, it felt weird saying it because I think I always thought that by 30, I would have had like everything in my life kind of figured out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a common thing people always think.
Yeah.
Yeah, they turn a certain age, they'll have this and this in their life.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then they compromise, grow older and compromise. Mm-hmm. I remember exactly when I felt old. It was this year birthday. It was on my birthday.
Oh my god. Wow.
Thank you.
Sorry, that reaction was a little late.
You can edit it. You can edit it to make it sound a little natural. Yeah. It was this year my birthday on the Monday, July 24.
Just this year?
It was this year. Wow. I mean, there was like other things like smaller events that made me think, like, you know, the years before that made me think, oh, I'm older now. But this one was like definitely the thing where like I definitely felt it, and I actually like took the time to like think about it and say, oh, I am older. I'm like, old now. It was when I was shaving.
Can I guess?
Well, go ahead. I just, yeah.
It was when you started to notice on your dating apps you weren't matching with girls in their 20s anymore.
Nail on the head. Yeah. Got it. It's true.
Oh.
It's true now. On the dating.
You'd be dating some old man.
Right now, when I was 33 and below, it was fine. Like, when I was 30, I was getting tons of matches.
But yeah, because like a 30-year-old for like a 26-year-old is like, oh, pretty good.
I didn't have to try to get matches. I was getting tons. And then 33, I was still doing okay. Right when I turned 34, nothing.
Because that'd be like a 5-year gap.
Nothing.
You know, with a girl who's 29.
Mm. Now I'm 34.
That's when it starts to get a little iffy.
Yeah. I would still get matches. I think the youngest is like 28. But then, even then, like, I get like maybe like, I would get maybe like 2 or 3 a week.
Solid.
It's not as good as it was before. For sure. I feel it. I feel it. But no, that's not my answer. My answer was, I was shaving on my R birthday, Coach Alex. And then I noticed, like, there was a reflection on my face, like, underneath my nose. And I was, like, scratching it off. But then I saw it was a hair. And the hair on my mustache area is white.
Oh, no! Your mustache?
Yeah. One of those little hairs after you shave. Is like, yeah.
I do already have a couple of white nose hairs.
What the fuck? But
not mustache hairs.
Yeah, I feel like the mustache hair is a little more serious. Right, Coach Mike? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't have that problem.
He's got the good genes. Yeah.
No, well, I'll just sneak in real quick. I definitely have felt old a lot. But it's definitely not the first time, but some like recent ones I can recall were probably like when coworkers would say they're like 17 or 18, and then I would be literally double their age. And then I'd be like, oh my God. You know, just like, oh, that's the big one, I'd say. It was like, what the fuck? It's like, oh, geez.
Yeah.
Kind of related to like the whole K-pop thing we're talking about, how new jeans, like, we're double of the members' ages.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing is like, watching NBA and stuff, and like now they're all younger and stuff.
It's like anyone in the media now is like they're always gonna be the same age, but you'll get older.
Yeah, we used to though be like the same age as people who are like hot, you know, like Sonia Shide, Girls' Generation. We used to be the same age as them, and they used to be the hottest thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then like I felt good then.
Yeah, back in college. Yeah. Even yeah. after college, like a few years out, like when you're 24 too, like still.
Yeah, and then like the leading, you know, people who are in movies used to be around the same age as us.
They're getting younger, but I'm not just saying like they're getting like the, they're like the same age, but also I feel like these the celebrities are getting younger too. They're starting younger.
I mean,
oh yeah, and then like in sports again, like people say, oh, he's 34, he's like past his prime, you know? It's like,
oh Jesus, yeah,
that's Jesus true. Christ.
Especially in what sports, yeah,
yeah. Past his prime. Wow. Okay.
So yeah, stuff like that's like, oh god.
Yeah.
Just like existential dread sometimes. But then, you know, I get over it.
Yeah. I kind of feel, I'm being serious here. I kind of feel like I want to skip, when I get to like 37, I want to skip to like late 50s.
Why? Oh,
no. Go to Chad. I said something very similar to Go to Amanda.
Oh, you did?
I said that I you, wish really? I was you... like in my 50s. Do you remember Go to Amanda? I was like, I want to retire, like not work anymore. I was like, I wish I was just like in my 50s now. So I have a good excuse to like not work as much.
Yeah, you did say that.
Yeah.
But you also do say that you want to quit every single day.
Oh, hold on. Careful. Okay. My manager might listen now.
Oh.
Okay, you need to edit that out.
Well, I'm
sent to the stream.
So because he asked me like what I did fun this week, and then like I was trying to think of something like work related, right? Because it's work. But he's like, it doesn't have to be work. And I say, oh, okay, I guess I'll tell him about the podcast. It's kind of cool.
Why'd you do that? You crazy dumb.
No. Why'd you do that?
So I told him about the podcast, and like we've been doing it for 2 years. Dude, every week.
Oh, he's awesome. Not like, showing
like my commitment, you know, to something other than work. You know, it's kind of cool. Kind of. No? Okay, anyways.
Hey, Gojo Alex is so proud.
But then I did tell him, though, like, oh, it's not really, like, work appropriate, you know? And so you don't have to listen to it.
No.
And then I told him this last week. And then this week, when he first started, like, our one-on-one, he was like, oh, yeah, I just want to mention, you know, I didn't listen to your podcast.
That means he's going to try.
And stuff like that. So, okay, yeah, cool. You know, yeah, don't need to listen. Just letting you know that I'm doing it.
I feel like you should get him to listen.
But, I mean, honestly, if he did listen, I wouldn't care because I'm not, like, saying anything bad about him. And even saying, like, I want to quit my job is, like...
Everyone says
not a good thing to say here, though. And also, you said a ton of bad things about him.
No, I didn't. Don't do that.
to me on the phone, you did.
No,
he's that white guy, right? The middle-aged white guy?
Dude, that's a good guess. I mean, for anybody, it's a manager, honestly.
No, I remember. You mentioned this stuff. Yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
You know what you mentioned? I might have said something bad about him in the earlier episodes. So in case you're listening there, Andy, you know, you can go and check out our other
Why, you even revealed episodes. His name?
Andy? I mean, first name's okay, right?
Is it? Yeah, I guess so. But then they couldn't they narrow that down? People, because like they know you work at, you know, Bleep, and then.
But again, I didn't say anything bad about him.
And then we already know like which department you work at.
Yeah, at YouTube.
Yeah.
Dude, why you guys bleeping? Just say Google.
Because I'm not paid. Google has to pay me. To say.
Anyways.
I mean, Bleep has to pay me.
He's a great human being.
All right. Wow. You know, when people say human being instead of whatever they're supposed to say, it's not a good thing. It usually means it's a bad thing.
No.
Yeah.
Because
you
could have
said, oh, he's a great coworker. He's a great boss or a manager or whatever. Like, not boss. Who says boss? Jesus. Yeah.
No, human being. That transcends.
Exactly. It's yeah.
better.
Who cares being a good boss, you know? Who cares?
That means, like, they're a shitty person. Right.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they're a good boss. No.
Yeah, that's like the only good thing about them. Yeah.
Jesus. I guess I'm out of the loop.
What do you want on your tombstone? You know, good boss or like amazing human being?
That's so obvious. that was so stupid. I'm sorry I laughed. Anyway.
Hold on. I do have one more answer to your question. There was a second time that I realized I was like very, very old. And that was this year. Maybe like a couple months ago, I looked at myself in the mirror, and then I all of a sudden realized I have like these wrinkles that I didn't have before.
I don't know what you mean about that.
Really? No, I got these wrinkles near my eye, especially that only I like notice. You know, it's like Gucci and Mena doesn't notice until I point it out to her. And so, like, it's only, like, stuff that I notice because I'm looking at my face so closely. But, yeah, they're there.
Yeah, Coach Alex is like, he's always coming up to me. He's like, do you see these? And I'm just like, no. And he's like, you don't care about me.
It's true. I mean, what? You look at my face every day, but you can't see the wrinkles.
That's why she can't see them, because she looks at your face every day.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, anyways. So, I was saying before I was interrupted by Coach Alex's whole thing about his boss. Yeah, I kind of wanted to skip. When I get to, like, 37, I want to skip to, like, late 50s. Is that weird?
No, that's what I said, too.
Yeah, but
you said... Well, what's your reason?
Well, my reason is... Okay, so, most likely, by the time I'm 37, just looking at how my life is panning out now, and I'm not saying this as, like, a pity thing, but I'm most likely to be single when I'm 37. And then, I don't want to...
You know, whatever you imagine...
becomes true
for yourself. Yeah,
yeah, I know this is it's all about but what is it called,
your perception,
manifesting is what people like to say. Anyway,
that's what I said.
And so, like, you know, I don't want to live those, like, middle years. It just seems so boring. And also, like, those middle years that I feel like are when people are the ugliest. I'm not talking about just, like, appearance wise but I think they're the ugliest, like, personnel, like, where they're at in their life, kind of wise, too. And then afterwards is, like, when you actually, I think when you actually truly grow up is when you're in your late 50s, after you go through that. Like, the midlife crisis. I don't want to go through the midlife crisis times.
I look forward to growing old with Coach Alex.
Jesus.
I was thinking it, but I didn't say it because I know Coach Chad wouldn't appreciate it.
I mean, I appreciate it. That's good. All right, let's spice test getting older. Right? When do you guys want to get this? Coach Alex, 1 to 4 go choose. It could be 0. What do you want to spice test growing older?
Growing older.
It can be like how you feel about it. It could be about like how hot you think it is these days to get older.
Yeah. No, I understand.
Okay.
I'm going to give it a 0. I don't see any upsides to growing older now that I'm already kind of old.
Mm.
And like in terms of being hot, like you don't need to be that old to be successful in life. Like, there's a lot of young kids who have achieved so much, you know, before they even turn their, you know, their mid-20s or whatever.
That's true.
You know, they got, you know, 30 under 30s list. You know, they'll have a 20s under 20 and 10 under 10, maybe.
Oh, fuck them.
What? No, they don't have a 10 under 10. There's no way.
Do they not? I mean, if they don't, they'll have it. No 10 under 10. I don't think... There is one.
They have a 20 under 20?
They definitely have a 30 under 30.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen the 30 under 30 list.
20 under 20. No, I don't think there's a 20 under 20. There's a 30 under 30 for Forbes, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm pretty sure there will be, is my point.
Okay, all right, 0, and I'll give it a 0.5. Yeah, that's it.
I'll give it a 1.5.
Oh, the youngest would do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think. Yeah. I mean, I guess like not necessarily growing older, but I guess like with, you know, like every year, there's going to be different things that's going to be happening in my life. And I guess I kind of look forward to that. Like, having, like, a real job and then, you know, making real money.
Dude, I keep telling Coach Amanda, like, why do you want to work in industry after you graduate so much? And I'm pretty sure after a year or two, you're going to hate it. But we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, you don't know that. A lot of people who've done PhD... in science say they love working in industry. So
We can anyways. Spicy back in 2 or 3 years and see yeah. what the rating is.
Okay. What about you, Gojo Michael?
Oh, man. I'll give it like a 0.75, I guess.
Oh.
I mean, it's not like the worst. Like, I don't like feel old, but it's just M being old, you know, like the reality of it mm. is different. I'm sure it's going to like really catch up soon. But right now, it's just, it's more about like time left, you know, than like how I feel, I guess. Like my age isn't like, I don't think it like really is affecting me all that much. But just like, just what it means that I'm that old, I guess is.
Okay.
No, not okay. I don't understand.
Like I'm not waking up and like, ah, oh, my back, ah, you know, like that's not happening.
He's making fun of you. He's making fun of you.
Well, you said you didn't understand, so I was just going to give him
oh, wait for me to understand. Yeah.
He's making fun of you in two ways now.
It's not a very targeted.
Well,
he said
he didn't understand.
Now I got it. Now I got it. Okay.
I don't understand. I was just saying.
Okay. So... Okay. I just don't care.
I don't listen again, but I don't understand. Okay. Before we end, what's one thing? Okay, this is kind of a deeper question that might require a little bit more brain activity. What's one thing you want to do before that next stage of when you feel like, oh, I'm old? Before you hit that next stage of feeling old, what's one thing you want to do before then?
Buy a house.
Oh shit!
Buy a house.
It's okay.
Let's see. Buy a house. All right, go Charles. You can steal.
What was there supposed to be a right answer?
Is it get married?
Get married. Ding. Oh nice.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's right. Yeah, that's right. Okay. All right, go Mike. You want to keep the momentum going?
Well. Well, get married was taken, right? So,
wow, but your Mike wants to get married.
He wants to get married
before I feel super old.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's that like timeline? What's the?
Well, you know, I'm not gonna feel old for a while.
Oh shit! So like up to 50?
I don't know. It's all very fluid.
Yeah, 50 man. Is a little pushy.
Yeah, that's a little too old. That's like yeah. you're
45. What's the difference? What's the difference between 40? What's the difference between 40 and 50? Huh? Right, Coach Amanda? There's no difference. They're the same.
No, 50 is like
how's there no
the
difference?
End of your life,
dude. You're 41 like... and 50 is the same. You're the same. Same sad age range. But we don't want you guys listening to our pod. You know that same uncool age. What are you talking about?
No. I don't think it's the same.
No, especially early 40s, I feel like you're like still pretty much in your 30s.
You're still hanging in there?
I'm still a young adult.
You know, okay, early 40s. But then, so like, once you're 46, then it's over.
No, it depends on the person. But I feel like once you hit 50s, it's like when you should start planning for, you know, what are you going to do?
Your funeral, yeah.
In the end of your life. Towards the end of your life.
That's so sad. Because yeah. you're closer to 50 right now than you are to like 10.
Oh my god.
Isn't that true?
Yeah.
it's not true.
That's sad.
It's not
oh
true.
Oh my god.
Oh, it is true?
Like, I remember when I was 10, you know?
Oh fuck, it is true. What the fuck?
Shit.
Wait, what the fuck? What?
So is this the next time you felt old?
Oh my god.
Yeah. But your chat just did it for me.
You're closer to 50 than you are to 10? Oh, no.
This is sad. Oh, and there's always... Those things always make me sad, too, when it's, like, the gaps between movies. Like, the gap... I don't think it's actually true, but, like, the gap between the latest Indiana Jones and, like, the Crystal Skull was, like, just as much as, like, that and, like, the previous one.
Dude.
Oh, because the actors are aging?
No, no, no. Just like, because it's like, oh, that movie just came out. You know, The Crystal Skull, like the new one.
Oh, like the release date.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Like, no. No, 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 no. I think it's slightly more. But
it's
like
seen
for,
more.
For Star Wars. No, it is more. It's a bit more. But like okay. Star Wars is like that.
Oh.
Where the distance between Phantom Menace to like the Force... last, yeah, Force Awakens is like
the
less
same?
Than that.
Until, oh, it's less?
Yeah, until Return of the Jedi.
Oh, no, I can see that.
Yeah, but it's just like upsetting. Because like those are like Star Wars are like ancient movies, you know. It's like they're so old and stuff, and then it's like, oh yeah, that gap is like less. It's like what? That doesn't make any sense to me in my head.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Okay. For me, one thing I want to do before I get too old. You know, we'll save this because I haven't thought about it properly yet. So, yeah, we'll save it for another mini pepper.
Why is it asking questions? Can't
I can't answer. It's too deep for me.
He said that my answer was wrong.
I was
because
joking.
The question is wrong. The question could be improved. Go to Chad.
Okay, make it pointier.
It's not pointed enough.
Okay, yeah, make it pointier. Stab
it's too
me.
Dull.
Go ahead. Yeah, yeah, do it. Do it.
Huh?
For next time.
Oh, for next time. Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah, the spicy back in our 40s.
Okay. All right. We'll do that. All right.
So instead of getting older, it's getting old.
No.
Oh.
Being old.
Being old. Yeah.
Being
that's a better
old.
One. Yeah, better one. Yeah. That sounds like. Oh, that's a good one. Okay. All right, Spicy Gang. Thanks for listening to this mini pepper episode. If you haven't already.
It means spiciest gang.
What? What did I say?
It's a spicy gang.
I said spiciest gang. No, sorry. I said spiciest gang. You know, follow us on Instagram at @GoChuJung_gang. Please like our post and send Gochu Alex a message on Instagram. It's kind of crack-a-lackin'. Yeah. And let us know if getting older.
So desperate.
You can cut it out. Best your spice test with a hashtag.
Hashtag don't ask me that. Hashtag skip the boring years. Hashtag young adult in your 40s. And hashtag make it pointier.
Yes.
That's a good one.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, spicy.